From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama is pushing his plan to invest in America's infrastructure. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the president is making the case that there would be several payoffs.
Mr. Obama argued that improving infrastructure addresses two of America's greatest challenges, the country's crumbling infrastructure and the high unemployment rate.
Our short-sightedness has come due. We can no longer afford to sit still. What we need is a smart system of infrastructure equal to the needs of the 21st century.
He talked about the high costs of traffic jams and airport delays and the cost in lives when bridges collapse or levees break. The White House says this proposal won't add to the deficit, but Republicans don't want to sign on to more government spending. The White House argues that Republican opposition is motivated purely by politics. They say there has traditionally been bipartisan support for infrastructure investment. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Police say it now appears that a bag of powerful military C4 plastic explosives found at a Manhattan cemetery were actually unearthed last summer. Police say an employee doing gardening work found the bag at a New York City marble cemetery but left it there until it was found by a volunteer doing cleanup work. Commissioner Raymond Kelly says it's unclear why the items were there in the first place.
It's not commonly available. It could be taken from perhaps a military installation years ago. We don't have the age of this material. It's difficult to tell, but hopefully our investigators will get a better reading of it when it goes to the firing range.
The type of explosive found is more powerful than TNT, but it requires a detonator or a cap to explode, and none was found at the scene. The explosive material is the same type used in the 2005 London transit bombings. The final step before 33 miners are rescued from deep under a Chilean mine is just about complete. As Richard Reynolds reports from the San Jose mine in remote northern Chile, engineers have begun to lower and raise the capsule that will transport the miners from more than 2,000 feet below ground.
Everything in this rescue has gone ahead of schedule, and the latest stage is no exception. At first, authorities said the rescue would take until Christmas. Even the final phases weren't supposed to begin until Wednesday, but now it appears that the miners will be lifted out of their hellish prison more than 2,000 feet down sometime Tuesday night. Los 33, or the 33, have become national heroes in Chile, and nearly everyone here is closely watching their ordeal. The top of the escape tunnel has been covered with an enormous tarp, which is widely believed to be a screen against intrusive television cameras. The Chilean government says it will control all TV coverage and censor footage it deems disrespectful. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds at the San Jose Mine.
U.S. stocks made small gains in lighter trading on Memorial Day. The Dow was up 3 points. This is NPR News. American economists Peter Diamond of MIT and Dale Mortensen of Northwestern are the newest Nobel Prize recipients in economics. Christopher Pissandrides of the London School of Economics also won the prize. The three were recognized for their study of how employers are having a hard time finding the right workers in a weak job market. President Obama has nominated Diamond to sit on the Federal Reserve, but that process is being stalled by Senate Republicans. A Rwandan rebel leader accused of war crimes in the Congo is under arrest in Paris. Eleanor Beardsley reports the Hague-based International Criminal Court issued the warrant.
The International Criminal Court says rebel leader Calixte Mbarushimana and his soldiers are responsible for four wars in the Congo that have left 4 million people dead and a trail of horrific crimes against the civilian population. Mbarushimana, who is one of the leaders of the Democratic Forces for the Liberation of Rwanda, or FDLR, is accused of 11 counts of crimes against humanity, including killings, rape, and persecution based on ethnicity. The FDLR was established by former Hutu guerrillas accused of genocide in Rwanda in 1994. They moved to Congo to launch attacks on the Rwandan government and civilians. The U.S. State Department called the FDLR the root cause of instability in the Congo today. The 47-year-old Mbarushimana says he's a freedom fighter and has compared himself to South Africa's Nelson Mandela. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
The oldest son of North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-il, says he opposes a hereditary transfer of power to a third generation of his family. Kim Jong-nam's remarks come after North Korea unveiled his younger half-brother, Kim Jong-un, as successor to their father in Pyongyang. This is NPR News.